This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
If you happen to live outside a major city, your drinking water might come from a well or a cistern. The question you might want to ask is, how safe is that water to drink? Special correspondent Mike Lynch with the Kentucky Geological Survey is back with another story about what lies beneath us. And a warning, some of the material discussed may make you a little queasy.
You just lower it down manually.
So we're at water. Right now in this well is about 4.5 feet.
That's a video camera Glenn Beck is lowering into a water well. It's going to get pretty wet, but the camera's designed for it. Beck, a water researcher with the Kentucky Geological Survey, is working with UK's College of Agriculture to promote the safety of private water wells. One tool he uses is the well camera, lowered into the water to check for problems like cracks and leaks in the well's casing, not to mention critters that don't belong in drinking water.
If the well's constructed improperly or if has deteriorated over time, then you can have bacteria issues where surface water is running into the well. The well's not sealed properly. Small animals, rodents, insects, bugs, leaf material, I mean, all kinds of debris can fall into the well and cause quality issues.
Private water wells in Kentucky are not regulated by the state, leaving the job of ensuring their safety to their owners. People who move from cities to rural areas are sometimes surprised to find that groundwater sources deep under the surface may not be as safe as they think. Lorraine Treadaway and her family, who moved to Callaway County from New Mexico, were among them.
We asked around and all of our neighbors said, no, the well water's fine. We've never had a problem with it. So we went on about assuming the water was fine and drinking the water. The water had a fantastic taste to it. So anyway, it wasn't very long before we noticed that we had some stomach problems. Me, my husband, and my two kids.
Treadaway suspected contamination and eventually had the water tested.
We waited for the results, and getting results back, we found out that our well was contaminated.
Glenn Beck is active with a group called the Southern Regional Well Camera Project. He trains people in several states to use cameras as a tool for checking wells. He says unsuspecting well owners are sometimes shocked at what the camera reveals in their drinking water.
It sort of wakes them up. I mean, it shocks them a little bit because they didn't have any idea that something that could occur. And for the most part, they think their well's protected because it's in a well house. Well, the thing that they don't think about is mice are able to enter that well, and we've seen mice in wells and dead rats in wells and floating on the water and sunk to the bottom, and so they don't think about the condition of their wellhead.
One rule of well safety: if you don't want to drink it, don't store it near your well, and take steps to ensure that surface runoff doesn't collect around the well, as Brent Grimes of Graves County did.
Another problem we had was the well was located in a low point in the yard. It had the mound of dirt was left behind the well. Since then, we tapered, sloped the ground away from the well, which helped drain surface water away from the well rather than collecting directly around the well.
Well owners who want to find out more about keeping their water safe should contact their local health department. In addition, the College of Agriculture and the Geological Survey have created a website with information and well camera videos showing the things that can go wrong and how to prevent them. Only two cameras are currently available for well inspections in Kentucky. Beck hopes more can be put into use to help owners see firsthand the conditions in their wells.
You know the phrase, picture says 1,000 words. Well, video says 10,000 words.
To find the website he's helped to develop, simply Google Kentucky Well Education. For WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.